U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's secretary says the most recent grants won't be affected by sequestration, but he said if future funding is cut, homelessness could rise. According to HUD, homelessness in Wisconsin went up 4.2% overall last year. People who work with the homeless say the federal money is critical to making sure the numbers go down. Byron Wright is the executive director of Kenosha Human Development Services, which runs the Homeless Youth Project. It was awarded a HUD grant, and he says it pays for most of the program. Wright says they provide housing and caseworkers for 18 to 21-year-olds, many who have kids of their own.
In this program, we normally have about 9. I would easily, if I had capacity, or for 35 to 40, I'd be able to fill it.
Wright says if less federal money is available in the future, they'd have to look for other funding and ultimately turn more young adults away. Bernie Juno is the executive director of Hebron House of Hospitality in Waukesha. It's Jeremy House Safe Haven for single adults with mental illnesses, also received a HUD grant. She says receiving that funding has become more competitive over recent years, and she fears less money in the future.
Of course, we're all stressed because we are concerned that there will be some programs that won't get funded.
Juno says cuts at the state and county level, as well as rising medical and transportation costs, have put their residents in vulnerable positions. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.